The Sentai Review, episode 143, Gundam. Okay, what's up? We are still on the old recording method for a little while we get things situated, but it's fine. I don't think it's really hurting anything.
Because for those of you who know that we record in batches, the disembodied voice is still sleeping, so instead of waking him up,
yeah.
We're kind, courteous friends, depending upon who you ask.
He's moving to third shift.
Right.
As he moves to third shift, it's a hell of a transition for somebody that's not used to doing it, so.
Yep, tell me about it.
He's on that nap time. But, that leads us to have to fill some space in the old way. We could have went and got the equipment, but I didn't feel right opening up the door and going in and getting all the crap while he was trying to sleep.
We can get the equipment another time, too.
That's what I mean.
Yeah.
I'm not that worried
plus,
about it.
Plus, at the same time, I mean, technically speaking, he has both of his daughters plus his wife's...
younger sisters.
Yeah, sister
yep.
there. So, I mean...
So, we're pretty busy today.
Yeah, there's three kids running in circles as it is. So, I mean, we don't need more children at the house acting like children.
So, here we go.
Because I'm still hurt, seeing as how it's still the same day.
I've been asked for quite a long time, and I'm not going out of my way to do these. I gathered the information that I would need to do the first part of a hell of a journey. When you asked, I was asked to review Gundam. I'm not going to review the series, and I'm not going to get hardcore in-depth. I could, but I'm not going to. Drop knowledge here and there if we choose to. I gathered every form that I care about. Okay? So experts don't jump my ass about the fucking the CAs and the Reds and the Crimson Viper guys and shit.
Yeah.
All that shit is on the side. Today we are talking only RX-78-2 and everything that births from it, as far as my knowledge goes, the things that I felt were relevant to bring up. If you are only a Gundam fan as far as the series goes, you're going to see a lot of stuff here that you don't know, because a lot of it comes from different sources, such as Gunpla and the mangas and the books, such as, just to put it out there, in the books, the RX-78-2 is destroyed and the RX-78-3 takes its place with the magnetic coating parts and is actually not piloted by Amuro because he's dead.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of little things like that that I've gotten into that if you just know the series, you don't know.
And for somebody like me who doesn't know much of anything, guess what?
But luckily, this is exactly like the other stuff. I was asked to do review, and the only ones that we do here are costumes and such. So it's time to talk robots, and that's what we're going to be talking is these robots, not the storylines that they entail necessarily. So, yes, Reploid Bill, William Bush.
Self-level Sario.
Scott Action Jackson.
Hey guys, I know you're about to get your podcast on, so I'll be quick. If at any time you feel like dropping your own opinion into what we're talking about, head on over to fandomnight.com and all of the contact information for every single one of our shows, including the one you're about to watch, is there. All right guys, I'll leave you alone.
My trucker hat!
All right, here we are. So we are starting the Gundam Review. Federation RX-78-2.
The Gundam Review.
Whoop. And that's the first image. This was the RX-78-2, the star of the original series. When the first series launched, this was not the first robot you saw. This was what they referred to as Gundam.
Yep.
To me, it just looks like a standard Gundam model. So
it is.
Standard model type.
And the reason it would look like that is because that is the Gundam.
Yeah.
Almost everything you've seen in Gundam from now is because of him.
Yep.
That was the first one that stood up, piloted by Amuro Ray through a series of misfortunate circumstances.
Yeah.
Is this the one with the kid who comes across the robot?
No, he doesn't. Well, he kind of comes across the robot. Side 7 is under attack by the Zeon because the Federation ignored a treaty that would have kept them out, and then they blow up parts of Side 7. Mm-hmm. And to save himself, the kid jumped in it in what he assumed was a shutdown machine until he got in and realized that somebody had already turned it on.
Yep.
Because somebody was about to use it before they died.
Yep.
Yeah. And that was it.
Because quite literally everything else has been like Zaku's and Goofs and shit like that and balls. And all of them are made out of like standard steel. This was the first robot to be made out of Gundanium alloy. Which is why it's referred to as the Gundam.
It's tougher and lighter.
Yep.
It's lighter than other suits, so it's faster, mm-hmm. and because of what it's made out of, being a rare material, they could only make so many of them, and then also, if like a Zaku shoots at it, it causes almost no damage at all.
Oh, so yep. It's a vibranium.
Kind of, yeah. Kind of, yeah. Yeah, that's the way you could reference it, if that's the way you'd understand it, yes.
Although, technically speaking, since vibranium, okay. Technically, vibranium can be destroyed. Technically, I would put it more along the lines of, like, adamantium.
Mm. Next. That's a better image of him. The other one was more realistic. I chose images just to kind of get an idea. But this was the basic design.
Yep.
Blue, yellow, red, these white. This was the color scheme of the Gundam. And he has become excessively iconic. This is the Gundam. This is the RX-78-2. Not the one that is important because there is a one.
Yep.
The RX-78-2 is a variant of the original Gundam prototype.
Yep.
And this is what starred in the show. Next. That's its pilot. That's more to the idea of what you would have seen and said like a manga or something like that. I just thought it was interesting. Next. I love that. I love when they go all out and they make the Gundam look new age because it doesn't. Like, right. The old animation from the 70s was very rough.
Yeah. Yeah, no joke. It definitely is, like, Speed Racer-esque looking.
Yes. Next.
Case in point.
Yeah. That's even that looks better than what you would have gotten in the series before. The series was rough, man. This is Gundam Wing level design. And the way you can tell is Gundam... By the time Gundam Wing came around, if you look at the legs here, you could tell where this calf muscle is really, they add all the little lines and they put all the things like that. That really started taking more massive detail around Gundam Wing and things like that. Next. Yeah. That's animation. That is from the animation. That's what the Gundam looked like in the show.
Yep.
Rough. It was rough. It was cool, but it was rough. Very much like what Voltron animation looks like in the early, very 80s.
Yes.
Next. Dead.
Oh, God, yep.
Killing Lala.
Yep.
Next. Pretty sweet. Next. What's up?
I was going to say, I kind of questioned the mobile on the bottom right and the fish on the upper right.
Oh, okay. We're not going to get into what that is, but that's a mobile armor.
Okay.
Is what that is.
I mean, the design.
Yes. right. Some of the Zeon designs are like that. They're very, like, this is a Zeon design, and you'll notice there's something very fish about them. Like, if you look at his head, he has that weird fin that comes off of him, and a lot of them have that little antenna horn, and they're more rounded, where the Gundams are more samurai, and they're more, like, the Federation has a certain way of building, and the Zeon has a certain way of building, and that does set them apart.
Yeah, because the Zeon definitely is, more fish slash bug looking.
So you're right. So, yes. There is a weird fish thing going on. You can notice it if you really pay attention. Next.
I can't remember who the third faction is, but theirs is more like a, I can't think of a way to describe it. More rodent looking, like, especially if you look at, like,
you're talking like the Cubalays.
Yeah.
Yeah, that happens around the era of the Titans and things of that nature.
Yeah, the Titans, that's what I was thinking of,
This is the major iconic image the very first time the Gundam stood up. That's when its eyes turned on.
Yep.
For some reason, this image over a lot of the other ones has become extraordinarily iconic. People love this face shot.
Mm-hmm.
Next. That's a recreation of the very last scenes of the final episode.
Yep.
When he fought the Zhong. There it says right there, RX-78-2, it is the second variant to this series. Mm. There is a Gundam prototype, there's Gundam 1, there's Gundam 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
Yep. Yeah, and if memory serves, the Gundam 2 is better suited for space, and the Gundam 3 is better suited for land, I think?
Or am I thinking
it the other way around?
Later on, they'll do the RX-78-9. And the RX-79 is built for ground combat. It can't do anything else. It is 100% a G or ground Gundam.
No, that's right. I'm thinking of the Zeta.
Yeah. The Zeta's more equipped for space than it is for anything else. Or if you want to get technical, like the GPO-2A, that is hardcore. That's a space unit.
Yeah, exactly, because there's the Zeta and the Double Zeta, because the Double Zeta is more meant for...
GPO-2A can handle land, but it works more efficiently. After it's refit, it's definitely a space variant.
Right.
But yes, this is what it was. Next. And there you go. It's like a bug, fishy, squid thing. And yeah, it's very much... For some reason, it's the way Zeon builds.
Yeah.
Next. And this is my information page. I added one of these per. The RX-78-2 Gundam, a.k.a. the Gundam or the white mobile suit. There is a legitimate difference.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to be important. A lot of people make a mistake here, and they say that he is the white devil of the Federation. He was not.
Right.
You even see it in different video games where the American translations will mess that up. He is the white mobile suit. The white devil of the Federation is something very different, and he'll be in this review.
Right.
Model mobile suit Gundam, part of the RX-78 Gundam series. It was built in secret on Side 7, which is where we broke the treaty, and it's the reason they had the right to attack us the way they did, no matter how brutal it was.
Yep.
The Gundam would turn the tide of war in the favor for the Earth Federation during the one-year war against the Principality of the Zeon. The unit was primarily piloted in this series by its main protagonist, Amuro Ray, but was also piloted by Sayla Mass on a couple events.
Yep.
Oh, and I believe Ryu was taking simulations to pilot it, but I do not believe he ever did.
No,
next.
I don't think he did either.
There it is. Gundam.
It's getting worked on and stuff.
Yep.
Yep.
Yeah, oftentimes the Gundam was a fickle piece of technology and it needed to have maintenance after every single battle.
Right. Because you can even see it on the arm there where there's that little bit of damage.
Yep.
And the only thing that would have caused that little bit of damage would have been like a beam saber.
Hmm.
Or it actually comes
from holding the shield.
Yeah. Yeah, and there's that too.
Next. Yep, there he is. Simple. Next. I love that image.
Yeah.
That's the first, technically that's the second Zaku he ever kills. He cuts him in half and lands, and then there's a big giant explosion. It was fucking sweet. Next. Mm-hmm. I thought those were cool. That comes from when he fought Rumble Ral.
Yeah.
And then the bottom one is just him launching. He has the bazooka here. The Gundam is equipped with a hyper bazooka, a beam rifle, two beam sabers, a shield, a javelin, and something which is ridiculous called the Gundam Hammer, which is a giant spiked ball mace with rockets on the other side.
Yep.
So he swings it around like a chain with an iron ball, then he throws it, and then the rockets turn on, and it projectiles into an enemy and just obliterates them.
Yep.
And when it's been added to the games, sometimes it's really cool, and sometimes it's not. If you ever play Battle Arena Toshiden, sorry,
there you go.
Battle Assault 2,
yep.
When you play that game, the Gundam Hammer, if he can land it, pain in the ass, but if you can land it, it takes an entire life bar in one hit.
Yep.
You only get to try it three times, and you have three life bars, and if you miss, you are unbelievably left open.
Yep.
Next. There we go. Pretty sweet. Next. And there we go. That's Gundam. We're done with him, so.
Forgot about the
you phone. Gonna, you gonna do it?
As soon as I remember where I put the motherfucking phone, there it is, in my pocket. Not the place for it to be right now since I can't move without everything hurting.
I think this thing's design speaks for itself. There's a reason it survived the test of time. It was... It was solid. It did exactly what it needed to do. It is a super mecha, and it helped pave the way for super mechas that would come after it. And we've even seen things in Power Rangers that copy its general design even to this day.
Mm-hmm. Shit, even in Gundam it's still used. Like you said, the Wing Gundam is like the second most iconic Gundam, even though the series is partially shit. Don't get me wrong, it was the first one I watched, so going from there it can only kind of go up. But at the same time, even the Wing Gundam literally looks like this, just with a couple of wings on the sides.
Yeah, it's pretty much just a variant. But yeah, this, look, I'm at about a 4.8. I think they hit the ground running. I really do. It's incredibly simple, but it does everything it was supposed to do. It looks functional, mm-hmm. very important, because the idea of Gundam is that everything in Gundam is based on a general real science.
Yep.
There's some fundamental idea behind everything that they do that can feed into actual sciences. And it looks like it would work, and that's important.
Right.
It has a sniper rifle. I like the shield. I love the swords. It lends itself to amazing, amazing imagery at times. It's...
Right. I'm at a 4.7. Because, I mean, again, he does have the double beam saber, so as soon as he runs out of ammo or something happens to the guns, he can still...
Oh, and he also has 100mm Vulcan cannons in the head.
Yep, he's got the cannons in the head. So if you get up on him, guess what? You can still get shot. He is very, very mobile and agile. In fact, there's only a few times where he actually does get major blows landed to him. In fact, there's even like one episode where he gets like a major blow landed. Or at least I'm thinking this correctly. But yeah, he gets a major blow landed and literally has to go off in one of like the piece of shit Zakus or balls that they have lying around, like just some random mobile armor. And armor, I was like, I can't pilot this fucking thing. I'm not used to this. I'm so used to being fast and agile. And it's like, well, what the fuck do you expect? That suit does what it's supposed to do. Whoop the ass and save your army.
What's up?
You're in fat old too.
I mean, this is more or less the main design that I know.
Right.
Period.
No, I get that.
Overall, so it's like...
And a lot of them look like this, to be fair.
Yeah.
So it's like, it's mostly the only one I know, so... 3.
Okay.
Fair enough. Alright, so we divide that by... Okay. And that is a 4.17. Technically it's 4.6 repeating, but...
Now, if you would like the opportunity to make fun of this Gundam, here is your chance. Because we are going to go to the RX-78-2 with B parts equipped. And it is dumb.
Oh. Wow.
Just warning.
B parts?
B parts.
Yep.
Dumb. Those are the B parts. It allows for maximum thrust capabilities.
So it goes from a Gundam to a Gundam. Well, half Gundam, half GoBot.
It's so dumb.
Yeah.
Even in the series, they only did it like twice or something. Because they realized pretty quick how dumb it was.
Yeah.
It connects down there onto its legs, and then it flies around and he shoots the thing, and it's next. That's what he looks like.
Yep. really, the only major use that they had for it was they were on like the edge of a battlefield and needed to get towards the center. So they said, fuck it, put these rockets on your feet.
Now, there's another area of this where you can equip further B parts. There's something for the top and a second shield that goes on the side, but then he's just like a jet, so who cares?
Yeah, exactly.
Now, later on, Gundams would utilize the ability to just turn into jets, so this became unnecessary. But yes, this was a thing, and it was a stupid thing, and it gets a 2.
Well, then I'm being kind with a 2.5.
I'm going to be a lot worse. It cuts the main design in half. I'm giving it half what I gave the other one. 1.5!
I told you not everything is gold, okay?
Yeah. So all together, homeboy got a 2.
Okay, we are now on RX-78 OPT Gundam G-. This was a second set of parts referred to as the G-. Equipment.
Yeah. Not to be confused with the G Gundam.
Now, what this did was it removed the legs and it put it into a type of mobile armor unit. Yep. And that was what this thing was right here. It added extra firepower, and it was basically used for space combat so that he could whip around and whatnot mm-hmm. and act more like a battleship.
Yep.
Next. And this was the main design prospect of what it was, is right here.
So once again, his top half is attached to something else.
Yes, the legs yeah. removed. Now this is also, this is something that it does normally. However, it's not off base. The Gundam was part of something called the core system, where that little thing in the middle is a jet, his yep. stomach. And then the top is the Gundam, and the bottom are a piece of legs that connect. So if the Gundam ever took heavy damage to the face or the legs, it could disconnect the legs. And if there was another pair of legs still on the battlefield, like if they could send out another one across one of these jets or something, he could reconnect. Or if the top half got blown away, he could disconnect and the pilot would not be lost. He could fly his little jet and get the fuck out of there.
Yep.
That was the core system removal thing. And that was pretty important. But they also yeah. come to find out that it didn't work. Yeah. A lot of people got killed. Because it was impractical to remove the parts and then think that you were going to have a chance to fly away when the guy was in your face.
Yeah. In fact, there's even an episode where, like, the head and the arm get blown off, and he's literally running around with one arm, a torso, and his legs. And he's like, I can't see shit. I can't see shit. Ah, fuck, I'm almost about to die. Pew! And just yes. one lucky shot, he's like, oh, fuck.
It's more, it's in the space dock. There it is. It's neat. Next. And there's your general idea of toy form. Now, that's one thing that the Gundams have that, sadly, our Rangers don't have. Toys don't hurt Gundams. No. Toys kick our Power Ranger asses.
Yeah. I was going to say, you bring that up, but the series that we just got through, the Turbo.
Yes, I know, yes.
The Yellow Ranger's Zord was the one that Shane hated the most.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes, it got hurt very bad. Next.
Yeah,
we're done with him. I don't hate him as bad. He's a 2.5. I at least see a relevance to that. That jet thing, the B parts are dumb.
Yeah, I actually agree with the 2.5. What about you, Dad?
2.
Okay.
2.3 repeating.
Okay. We are on RX-78-2 variations. Here we go. Oh. This is the GPB X7830 Forever Series Gundam.
Oh.
Folders inside of folders. Don't you love it?
They asked me to do it. Exactly. And I know my Gundam stuff. Here's your general information about this Gundam. This is based upon the HGRX782 Gundam version G30th model kit. Now the reason this is important is that some of this stuff exists in the Universal Century.
Yep.
Some of it is just schematics in the Universal Century. Some of it is only in manga. And a lot of it appears in a new show, which is fucking sweet, called Gundam Build, or Builders. Yep. And what that show is a bunch of kids that make these robotic Gunpla and then fight in an arena. And it's based on, like, Gundam. So that's how they get away with introducing all the variants and things that did not exist in the actual show. And that thing that makes them be able to come apart and turn into a jet and the pilot escapes, that is called the core block system.
Yep.
Which is totally useless on this. When you have this thing, it doesn't work. Gundam is equipped with special armor that increases its defensive capabilities, although this makes the core block system totally useless. So if this thing dies, you went with it. So yep. If you got in this thing, you pretty much knew that you were staking your life on whether or not it was truly formidable.
And for the most part, considering the fact of the weaponry, let's see. Alright, let's see. Beam rifle, beam saber, pretty standard. Let's see. Funnels. Yeah, funnels are pretty goddamn good, especially if you know how to move properly. Move throughout some funnels in GTFO.
Next. General little concept here shows you some of what it's capable of. Simple stuff, nothing big.
Mm-hmm.
These are actually a type of cannons, these things. They don't, if I remember, I don't believe them to be necessarily your normal funnels.
Right.
Next. There's not much footage in terms of getting, like, some of this stuff I can get a lot of footage of. Some of it I can't because some of it appears in Gundam Builders or whatever, and then it or it makes one attempt in a book somewhere and it's pretty much, it's gone. Next.
Right.
This is the actual Gunpla. So this is what you would have bought it in, 1 and 144th scale and whatnot. Next. There's the toy. That's pretty much what he looks like right there. Next, there's more of the toy. Sometimes I have to settle for toys. I'm lucky that in this series, it doesn't hurt them the way it does in our Sentai.
Right.
But sometimes it's the only thing I really have for reference to show you what this is. Next.
Right.
And that's him. So he's done. What do you got?
Well, you know me, Cubalays are more my favorite when it comes down to it, but like I said, I'm more of the type who, you know, would rather stay in back, but if I need to get up close, I can. Plus, at the same time, Cubalays are one of the few mechs that can actually keep up with the speed, depending on where they're at. Obviously, if they're on the ground, they're not built for ground combat, but in space, fuck yeah, I can keep up, no problem. Fuck on you.
Yeah.
But, you know, so when it comes down to it, the funnels definitely add to it. But considering the fact that they got rid of some of the standards, or some of the features that were normally standard, like the double beam sabers and shit like that, like obviously he still has his beam rifle, but I don't know, I feel like some of the armor definitely weighs him down a little bit more than should be, so I'm gonna have to drop that down to about a 4. I mean, he's still goddamn cool looking, but at the same time, some of that functionality does kind of drop him a bit.
Yeah, I'll go with 4. I'm fine with that. Any better or worse than the original guy? Because that's where your ideas are.
Just 3.
That's fine.
I don't know this shit, so.
You don't have to be fair. We don't know half the Ranger stuff we talk about.
Yep, 3.67.
We are now going to the Forever Gundam Mark II.
There's only 3 of them. Okay.
Yeah, I tried not to go overboard.
Oh, nice.
And that's him. This guy was, well, he could blow you up.
Yeah.
That's what he does. He's very much Gundam. He's got the red color scheme that's kind of cool.
Yeah, first when he came up, I was like, oh, fuck, Sharg built this one?
It's my little stuff right here. Forever Gundam Mark II is a custom model that uses weapon parts from the HGUC RX-78-7 7th Gundam series. Whoo!
You forgot some commas, homie.
Oh, shit. The full weapon equipment configuration is specialized build incorporating parts from the HG Gundam Dynamics, HGUC. Okay, basically, this is another form of the RX-78-7 built with more firepower in mind. That's pretty much what this was.
Let's see, he's got a 6 missile launching cannon up on his shoulder. He's got the full beam rifle. You can obviously tell that the shield has a gun inside of it. The gun has a gun.
Yes, the gun has a gun.
He has a shoulder-mounted rail cannon. Oh, by the way, it looks like funnels coming off of his ass. And I'm not sure if that's just scramjets on his back attached to the cannon.
It had to be.
Or,
one of the problems that they came across with the RX-78 7th series was that when they built this, especially this version, it was almost doomed to failure. It deals an awful lot of damage, but it couldn't move.
Right.
And a problem that they experienced was they had to increase its output dramatically, and that took a new kind of core system, which also, once again, made it so that if you get into this thing, the core block system isn't happening, because they had to sacrifice space to get the generators that they needed to make this thing do what they wanted it to do.
Right.
Next.
Tiny picture.
Yep, tiny picture. Next. And there's this.
Oh, wow.
This is the fully upgraded final version of this thing in full combat. That's all its best weapons, all its best stuff.
Awesome.
Now, a lot of this stuff does get multiply customized because
right.
A lot of this stuff appears in builders.
Right. So they can basically do whatever they want to do with it.
Yes. And that's him.
Oh,
he's
wow.
done.
Is that a full... Holy crap.
What?
The actual, the cannon on his shoulder. It went from being like a particle cannon to now that's a full-fledged rocket cannon that usually is reserved for like Rick Doms.
Yes.
Holy crap, baskets.
Dude, he's freaking sweet, yeah, man.
He's definitely a fire the everything type of robo.
Where are you sitting with him?
Oh, the firepower makes him so sweet. The fact that he's a Red Char variant definitely adds, but he's too bulky. He's definitely gonna hide in the back and just kind of lob missiles, but I mean, obviously that's why they put the scramjets on him, but
he does have a lot of, not a lot of things are gonna get close to him, I'll tell you that. He's got right. hyper bazookas and all kinds of crap going on though.
Yeah, plus the fact that they left the, 100 mil cannons in the head. So if you do
The shield that he's using actually breaks into Heat Hawk equipment and such
nice.
Of that. So actually, like if you get up close to him and he blocks you, he can then spread the shield open and a lot of these pikes and Heat Hawks and things like that will extend from it and he'll cut you up.
Alright, so yeah, so when it comes down to battle, yeah, he's definitely going to, murder, death, kill, I think is the correct term for it. But at the same time, he's still too bulky and he wouldn't be very mobile, so at the end of the day, 4.2.
Okay. I think the dude is real cool. I don't know. I'm gonna say, man, 4.3, somewhere in there. I like him a lot, yeah.
3?
You still on 3?
3.3.
Oh,
he liked him a little bit more.
The red color gave it a little more.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Hey, no, sometimes.
That's why I always fight Char's. Char always did everything in for the Crimson, so yeah.
Yep.
So that man is a 3.93.
Okay, we are on Forever Gundam Mark III, the Red Ranculus. There he is. Oh, and this is one of the, in terms of our review today, this is one of the first guys with the fold-up feature.
Yep.
He turns into his own jet instead of equipping jet feet.
Yep.
Dumb crap.
Wait, are those actual funnels for his guns?
If this guy, one of the things that's cool about him is if you really pay attention, he's a sub-variant, loosely based, really look at him. He takes things from the RX-78-2 series, or yeah. RX-78 series, but he has an awful lot in common with the Zeta.
Yeah. Yeah, because the Zeta had the, what is it, like the little wings that kind of fold up, or at least they look like wings. Weren't they cannons that sat on his back?
Well, this is what I was talking about with the fact that they do Gunpla battles.
Yeah.
This is before the final showdown in the Old Japan Gunpla battle. It's based on the HGUC Delta Gundam and is equipped with 4 VSBR funnels.
So yeah, I was right. Okay.
Mounted on his dorsal wings, which is pretty, they come off and they do the same thing, essentially like the Cubalas.
Right, right.
More to the extent of what you would have seen in, New Gundam, kind of. The way the funnels work and everything anyways. Except you can't do the shield thing and things like that if I remember right.
Right.
It's also armed with an integrated shield, which is that weird crazy beam shield that I was telling you about.
Yep.
And then also its rifle has beam cannons. And this dude's sweet. Okay? He really truly was sweet. But yes, next. That's him. Standing. He's cool. Next.
Sorry,
that's him.
That walked in the room.
We're done with this guy. What you got? I'm sticking to a 4.3. I think this guy is pretty cool.
Yeah, I think I'm still with the 4.2.
3.3.
Okay. So he's got the same as the last guy. He's got himself a 3.93.
Okay, we are on Knight Gundam. And yes, that is like an old knight.
Yep.
That's him. And he looks like a knight.
Yep.
This guy.
But you know what he isn't?
What?
A mustache Gundam.
This guy is often referred to as being a part of the RX-78 series. I don't know why, but he was initially made famous through SD Gundam.
Yep.
but later on he gained an awful lot of following because he started appearing in video games like the Dynasty Warriors Gundam.
Right.
Next. That's him. He has an armored and full armored edition, and I just decided they were the same thing.
Yeah. They basically are. It's kind of like the difference between Nightman when you go to fight him at the top of the stage in Mega Man versus the bottom of the stage.
Next. There's him, armored. Next. That's him without the armor.
Yep.
That's the information for anybody that would like to go through it. I'm not going to read it this time. But I tried to include one page per each one of these units that would allow you to say, oh, that.
So, pause the episode now.
Yes, if you would like to know whatever you would like
back.
To know. Next, this guy's done. And I'm going to be honest with you, Night Gundam is one of those dudes I don't have any real love for. I didn't care for him in the video game. I didn't care for him in SD Gundam. He's kind of cool because he's a knight.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I don't know, maybe the gimmick is too much gimmick for me. I don't care. He's like a 2.7 for me. I don't care about him being a knight.
Oh, well then I'm being a little bit more hater, 2.3. Although let me go to the guy who doesn't give a shit. What do you got?
Let's do another 3.3.
So the knight aesthetic works for Scotty. So a 2.77 for Nightman.
Okay, we are moving.
Loser against the Dayman.
We're going to Musha Gundam. Now this Gundam was made famous through SD Gundam.
Oh.
And then later made appearances in things like Dynasty Warriors and a couple of other shows like that, including
yep.
Builders, and has gained following because of that. There's your information page. If you would like to know some of the stuff, I took some of the information for these pages from stuff I actually knew and then looked up certain things in like the technical manual pages and things like that for when I didn't know something. Next, here he is, little more, Universal Century look for
yeah,
you.
A
next,
bit more normal.
There's that.
Yeah.
Next, here he is, very much samurai motif. Yeah. Next.
And of course, no matter what difficulty you play on in fucking Dynasty, he's always on super hard.
Yes.
Because that used to piss me off. It would take you and me with max level Gundams to kill everyone.
Next. Next. And that's him. So yes, there's your Musha Day.
I actually like this one in his design. I'm going to give him a 3.8.
Okay.
Like, he's not quite 4 status, and I think part of that is bias, because again, Dynasty Warriors Gundam and
right.
pissing me off. But I mean, generally for the most part, he still fits the Gundam design. So, I mean, you know, when it comes down to it, I mean, that's just kind of how it is. So, yeah, 3.8 for me.
Alright. Let's see, 4. He's okay. I don't have, I like the Mark II. And it's probably due more to the looks than it is anything else. What's up? What do you got?
Huh? I missed your score. What'd you say?
Oh, 4.
Oh, sorry, guy. Okay. See, yep. And what you got, Scotty?
3.
Okay.
Okay, we are on Musha Gundam Mark II when you're done. You got it? Okay.
Yep.
Here's the Mark II. There. There's your information page. Have any want or desire to know a little bit about him? It's not much. I include some of the things about his weapons and artilleries and things of that nature. Next. That's him. That's the Mark II. Next, there's his toy. Dude, his toy is sweet, by the way. I always thought he was cooler. The Mark II, it looks way cooler to me than he does the Mark I. Next, there he is. That's, I think, actually from Dynasty Gundam.
Oh, yeah.
That right there looks good.
Yeah.
Right.
Next. This is from that Gundam Builders. Next. Sorry, and next. And he's done. So, that guy I like a little more. He's like a 4.4 for me.
I'm at about a 4.2. What about you, guy?
Yeah, I only liked one of the images, so it's going to drop him down some. So, 2.7.
I think Balto feels the same way. So that's a 3.77. Speaking of what, you got glass eye, buddy? Need to go potty?
No, I already checked. He didn't want to.
Okay, we are on the Shin Musha Gundam.
So here, because I do have to go potty.
Okay, Shin Musha is pretty much the same as what the Mark 1 was. There's not a lot of difference here. This is your information page if you would care to know some things about him.
I'll substitute for Seth.
Next. There he is. One thing that you don't get to see until I bring this image up is the severity of his size of Shin Musha.
I was going to say, is this his actual size?
Yes.
So he's like three or four Gundam sizes?
He's essentially, you like Serpentera, right? Because that's kind of what he is.
Oh, so
these right here are based on Leo designs. They're essentially the size of a Zaku 2.
So he's a Serpentera compared to like the normal Megazord.
Yes. Cause those things, the Zakus would be about what our Megazord is like. Mm. And, yeah. Next. Very unassuming when you see him here. It's not the same effect.
When you see it by itself, it's like, it doesn't look that huge.
Exactly. Next. There he is. It gives you a more general idea, standing on people and whatnot.
And it doesn't look as big this time around.
No, the little Gunpla manga page thing here. But unless it's
normal size for like a Samurai Warriors type of game. So
it's actually a little confusing because I've seen points where he's huge, and then I've seen points where like in the game when you fight Shin Musha, he's about the size of two Gundams.
Yep. Hmm. He's a dick.
Ooh, next. Depending. But yes. So, there you have it. Where are you with Shin Musha?
Personally, I'm feeling better now that I've taken a piss. That's not with him. It takes me a while to get up and move and do shit since my back hurts. I'm giving him a 3.9. Again, he's not quite 4 status, but I think part of that is the rage from the game.
I was going to say, I don't know how I feel about rating him, considering that this image right here is showing him in his huge.
But then when you see the other one, you see that he's only the size of about two guys.
Yeah.
And it's rough because it seems to depend on which continuity and which person is utilizing him or telling the story or something. Like in the game, he's about the size of two guys standing on top of one another's shoulders.
Right.
But,
and it also depends because 9 times out of 10, he's also being controlled by Master Asia.
But in things like this, where you see his actual depictions in terms of the artwork, they will draw him as this gigantic Psycho Gundam.
Yep.
And he's outrageous.
I'd say just do a 3.2 for me.
Okay. What did you say?
3.8. That's 3.8, fine.
Okay. Equals that. Divide by the thing. 3.63 repeating.
Okay, we are done with that. So we are moving on to PF-78-1, Perfect Gundam.
God, we're not even partway through that list yet. Maybe a quarter, maybe.
Bam.
Oh, that's
him.
A lot of info.
Yes. Perfect Gundam had an awful lot that I could skip. And an awful lot that I could do. I put all the variant information that I knew of, and then I looked up some stuff for his weapons and things like that and added that. Then I went back, and just so people understood what I was trying to explain, right here, the Perfect Gundam was not actually built and only exists as CG data inside of the Universal Century. So in all actuality, while this guy's really cool, he does not actually have a legitimate spot inside of the series except for, like, Builders.
Right.
Next.
Exactly.
There. That's him. Which, yeah, next. There is, I think he's fat. It's actually something that's always bothered me about him, the way they reference him like he's really special.
Right.
But to me, I feel like his mobility is hurt dramatically, and I guess it's not, but in terms of the Universal Century, he never got any kind of debut, so all I have here is to look at him. Next.
Right, exactly.
And yeah, there's, like, I don't know, there's something about him that always throws me off when I see his imagery. Next.
Okay, yeah, because that looks way different. Because in the last pictures, I was about to say maybe it might just be like the way that they designed him.
Exactly.
But this photo is compared to the other one. I mean, this one looks more like an actual Gundam,
mm-hmm.
whereas the other one, it looked like quite literally had like the NOS canisters off to the side that fed into the center, but it looked like his center was like back like 80 feet further.
Right, right.
I was like, what the.
His imagery always throws me off, and I think it's because he doesn't actually have any real acceptable canon except for that he exists.
Well, I mean, he has a real acceptable canon. I mean, technically, if you look at his arm, it looks like he's got a flamethrower, but...
Next!
I don't know.
Yeah. Next! Yeah, I even put here that there was, if I remember right, there's, See, it says...
gun, beam sabers, equipped with enhanced two-barrel hand beam gun. Okay, so that's kind of close.
He's a blaster.
Right.
Oh, also, if I remember right, I think his shield carries mines.
Yeah.
That's what those little circle things were.
Yep. Okay. So yeah, like I said, it's not terrible.
So that's him. That's perfect.
Yeah. And like I said, I mean, he's not bad.
I don't think he's perfect.
Yeah, he's not perfect. Yeah.
He's a three.
I'm not about to drop a five on this man.
Yeah.
He's maybe a 3.2, maybe.
To me, he looks similar to the like your standard Gundam, so I'm just going 3.3.
That's fine.
Okay, so we divide by the thing. 3.17.
PF-78-3, Perfect Gundam 3, Red Warrior. And yes, for anybody asking questions, I skipped Variant 2. Because to me, there's almost legitimately no difference between the Mark 2 and Mark 3.
That looks...
I believe that.
I don't know why, but that looks a little more shading towards orange than red.
I think it's the image, to be fair. But he wasn't like a dark red. He is kind of a brighter red, more Johnny's color scheme than Shaw's.
Yeah.
There's your information page. Anybody's interested at all? Next.
Okay, that's a red, yeah.
Yes. Yeah. He was referred to as the Red Warrior. He goes back to the basic RX-78-2 design, different head units, shoulders, kind of interchangeable things here and there. He carries the Hyper Bazooka on his back, and he's got a smaller shield, and he's okay. Next.
Considering the fact that he's clearly got to be like an up-close fighter along with, again, he's got the Hyper Bazooka, I mean...
Well, one thing that's different about him in terms of his beam sabers is they actually extend from the top of his... hand areas, if I remember right.
Well, yeah, that's what that photo's showing right there. He's got punching daggers.
I think he has a sword, but I think it's, I can't remember if it's, I don't think it's kept on his back.
Right.
This looks more like a blind blade from like Mortal Kombat 2.
Kind of.
Yeah.
Yep, and he's killing skirts. Next. There's a little bit different design on his take.
Yeah.
Same idea though. Next, and that's him.
Yeah, he's definitely closer to average. I'd say 3.3.
Okay.
3.
Okay.
I'm fine with, in terms of the series being Gundam, he can get a 3. He doesn't overly excite my emotions.
Okay, so he is a 3.1.
RX-78-2 real type.
That just confused the hell out of me. I looked right up and I saw that picture of Gwenny in the window. I was like, who the fuck just put up a ladder to peep in on our episode? I'm like, what the fuck just happened?
This is the RX-78-2 Gundam real type. It's the prototype for the close quarters mobile suits.
Yep.
built from lightweight Luna titanium, which is essentially what people refer to as Gundanium most of the time. Its frame was both lighter than the Zeon mass-produced model suits, and it was a lot sturdier. It could shake off shots from like solid bullets and things like that. So a lot of the Zaku's that had those guns couldn't get through its armor. Yeah. Caused like no damage at all. He just walked right through them.
Yep. It took somebody with actual weaponry to actually stop him.
And yes, that was the thing that they did. They would have these units that would carry the Gundam.
Yep.
Oh, so it's not part of it.
Using stupid legs is stupid.
It's not like a form where it's called that.
Yes. No.
Those were basically meant to carry you from the base up in outer space into like the Earth's atmosphere and shit. Like there was a shield coating underneath. And then after it would come down, as you can see, it's got the giant cannons that could also shoot shit out of your way to allow you to actually jump down and land on the...
About this guy, I included him. Basically, the only real difference between him and Gundam from the series is their color scheme and a couple of things in the inner workings that we don't really get to see, so we can't even really talk about. Is not that much different. Next. There he is. He uses a type of blackish color scheme. Yep. Greenish in some cases. It's hard for me to tell. My color blindness messes with me. There are times he looks green to me and times he looks black to me.
Yeah, it is. It's like a super, like, almost dark olive green.
Next. There he is. Yep. That's him. Gundam.
Yeah, quite literally it's the same thing for like the upper torso and they switched out the arms and the legs.
Yes. Next. There he is.
Yep.
Next. There. That's him. 4.5. I mean, it's iconic. His colors don't do anything to make it better than the last one. He's fine.
I'm gonna drop him down. He's a 3.8.
2.7.
He's like, whatever. None of this matters.
3.67, moving on.
Okay, we are on RX-78-3, or the G3 series.
Yep.
Bam! That's him. This is the white mobile suit. The most white mobile suit that there was. Still not the White Devil. I'm going to emphasize that. You'll hear that a lot in a lot of translations where they refer to it as the White Devil. This was not. This is the RX-78-3. When the RX-78-2 was leaving Side 7, there were a bunch of spare parts, and they didn't want the enemy to have them, so he carried as many spare Gundam parts as he could to White Base, dropped them off, and then super napalmed the rest that was left to destroy them so the enemy couldn't use them. Later, these parts traveled all the way to Jaburo, where they were dropped off, and they were reapplied, put together, and something was added to the unit called the strong magnetic coating, which allowed this to, because like I said, the Gundam was very fickle, and it constantly broke itself.
Yep.
This did not. The super magnetic coating allowed for faster response time and allowed for the Gundam to be a lot more mobile than it already was.
Mm-hmm.
And its color scheme is white and blue.
Yep, because basically after the magnetic coating, isn't that around the time where they started coming up with the whole thing of being a new type at that point?
They started figuring out that Amuro was pushing the unit beyond what it was supposed to be able to do, and he was breaking it. Because he was trying to do things the Gundam shouldn't be able to do, and he was still doing them.
Yeah.
I added this down here, since this is your information page. I added the stuff about the manga, where the fact that Amuro dies and this went on to become the actual main thing. Because Amuro is killed by the Rikdom squad.
Yeah.
And then this goes on to fill out the rest of the book, is this unit, not the RX-78-2. Right. Next. There he is. He's white. I actually think it's cool. I don't know why, but changing the color scheme and knowing that the magnetic coating, this thing would walk on the original, I like it. I don't know why. It really comes down to color scheme. Next.
I don't know. I almost feel like he went full Seamus there for a second. Yeah. I kind of can't see now.
That's Pilot in a... that's the pilot from the manga.
Mm-hmm.
Next. Ow. Dead as shit. I thought that image was cool. Next. There's the model kit. This is from the Rick Dom squad. And yes, this is the red Rick Dom, which we only get to see in the book. That was Char Aznable's MS-09RS, which was the Rick Dom, what they refer to as the skirts.
Yep.
And there's the RX-78-3, which I like. I don't know why. It's something about that weird whitish-bluish. I like it.
Right.
And if he does shine in your face like the guy you guys are talking about, then you can't see and he kills you. Next.
Right, yeah.
He's gone pale.
Yeah, it's just that one.
And there it is right here. This is what he would have...
Goddamn seen.
If he would have made it into the anime, this is what he would have looked like.
Right.
Next. He's done.
Yeah, I'll put him at about a 4. I don't mind that design. It basically, it literally is just kind of like a little bit of a not an upscale, but you know what I mean. It's a slight update to what the original was.
Yeah, he's
So it's still basically on par for me.
He's fine with me. I'm 4.6 somewhere in there. I like him.
2.9.
Damn.
Fucking done with this episode.
He says fuck it.
RX-78-3.
RX-78-3, Solomon Express, G3, the White Devil of the Federation.
Yep.
This was the scariest thing that never happened.
Yep.
This is what they would have referred to as the White Devil of the Federation. The Solomon Express project consisted of concept designs with the aim of developing anti-fortress weapons for the forthcoming battles of Solomon and of Boa Coup, which, of course, this was not released onto the battleground. One of the plans was the Solomon Express G3 and was intended to modify the RX-78-3, not the 2, Gundam into a nuclear-equipped walking weapons platform capable of deploying nuclear weapons at any target with massive quantities of obliteration. Yep. This thing was meant to be a game ender. Yep. Those are nuclear missiles. It was built to take massive damage. It was not built to be slowed down. It had incredibly powerful thrust, beam sabers, which was, it was almost ridiculous if you could have got in that fast. It has multiple hyper bazookas, nuclear missiles that can be delivered and ruin your fucking day, and that same beam rifle with, I believe, 2 times the output of the original Gundam's beam rifle.
Yep.
Which means you're dead. Because the original beam rifle has the destructive capabilities of a Magellan-class battle cruiser, which can take out a Zaku in a single blast. Pew! Which means if this thing shot you, you didn't even know you'd gotten shot.
Yep.
You just woke up in the afterlife with the guy looking at you going, yeah, welcome.
Welcome to heaven. How can I help you?
And you have to say, what just happened? Because I'm pretty sure I was Gundam fighting. He's like, no, that shit is over.
Yeah, that was over. That
shit is over.
That's been over for like 20 years now.
That was the White Devil of the Federation. Yeah. Next. More little body shot here to show you what it was. All these boosters and shit. He was heavy.
Yeah.
and he had to be able to move because, he's carrying a nuclear armament. So he doesn't like to get shot.
Yeah. When they say this man was meant to be a bunker buster, that's not a joke.
He ends you. He was meant to be released in the Battle of Solomon and Boa Coup to literally single-handedly, all they wanted to do was get him on the battlefield to blast the structure and he would have won the war.
Yep.
They did not get him into the Universal Century released. He's all battle plans.
Yep.
It's possible that a working prototype was built but was never used.
Yeah.
Possibly because the nuclear accord said we were not supposed to be playing around with nuclear weapons. And he kills people.
Yeah. I mean, considering the fact that he's got literally 4 nukes. Well, now think about it. He has 3 nukes on his shoulder right now. Looks like one of them got fired. Yeah.
That's him. We're done with him. I'm at like a 4.7. I think that dude is awesome.
Hold on. Okay, there we go. Phone's being derpy. You said 4.7?
Yes.
That dude is a game ender.
Yeah, I'm at a 4. I mean, don't get me wrong. The design and what he was meant to do, yeah, he's a scary mofo. But again, he doesn't move worth a shit. Which I get it, he's not supposed to, considering the fact of, you know, what he is. But at the same time, the whole point of being on the battlefield is being able to keep up with the enemy, and that man isn't there to keep up with the enemy. That man is there to take some pot shots and kill your face.
Yes.
Where are you at?
From the design on him and all this extra shit on him, I'm like, fuck this.
Really? You don't like it? Damn!
I think it's like awesome. These mobile suit Gundams or whatever you want to call them, that doesn't seem that mobile, so.
Well, of course, that's because, like we said, because
he's built to ease the structures.
He is built to literally go in where there's, like, thousands upon thousands of suits shooting at him as he's supposed to, like,
mobile suit Gundam is
blow
built
up
on
the planet.
Mobile suit Gundam is built on real war, like, real war stuff.
Right.
And in real war, we do have nuclear deterrent and nuclear platform. And that's what he is. He's a new age nuclear walking battle tank. He's Metal Gear.
Yeah.
He's dangerous.
And you've seen how mobile era Metal Gear is.
Yeah, but he looks like he shouldn't have that much shit on.
Right.
So.
3.57.
We are on RX-78-4, the Unit 04. And just to warn you, there you go.
Pause. Welcome back. Moving on.
He looks a little bit better, and roughly speaking, this is where they would get the Alex from.
Yep.
Next. There he is. His big gun. A beam, a beam, a beam. His core block was stronger. He was able to carry a much bigger, much heavier, much deadlier beam rifle. Next.
Right.
There he is. That's the other version. We'll get to him, and he will have very little pictures and no description pages because they copped out when they made the 5.
It's basically the same thing.
It's the same damn thing. It's almost disappointing.
Right.
Next. There he is, taking a hit. These on his wrist, those are also beam cannons.
Okay.
So he was able to shoot those beam cannons until he ran out of core energy, and while he let that charge out, he had that gun. Next, that gun. So it's a lot bigger.
It's
kind of goofy looking.
Well, not so much goofy looking. You could definitely tell that was the prototype that the Wing Zero actually used.
Kind of,
where,
yeah.
Like the two guns that came together to do the World Ender and then could split.
If they were in the same universe, yes, but this guy's Universal Century, so it's...
Right.
But yeah. Yeah, it is. It is very much like that. Next. There they are working on him. Next. There's more video game-esque footage. In fact, if I remember right, I can't remember for sure. I keep wanting to say he was included in Encounters in Space. Next.
Actually, that does kind of sound about
There's
that.
His toy. It's fine. You could see his weapons is why I included them. There's that gun.
Mm-hmm.
So he's got the normal beam rifle. Then he's got this. Then he's got these little armor pieces that he can equip on. Then he's got the two swords. He's fine. Next. That's that guy. I'm fine with him. 3.6. I don't find him to be exceptionally awesome, except for the fact that he's a Gundam. And that's about as far as I go with him.
Right. I'll be a little bit kinder. I'll give him a
3.8.
Okay.
So that is a 3.47. Moving on.
RX-78-5, the 05. And here's exactly where, you could basically copy that guy's score that we just did, because there's them flying. And yes, that picture is that blurry, even in the show. Next. There's him standing. I tried to get a different picture than what I already had. So there's that. It's kind of cool.
And
next.
Shows you where all the details
there's him standing there with reds instead of blues. I hope you enjoyed that. He's done.
Yeah, technically the only thing different is the chest piece has two vents instead of the one.
Yes.
So, woo. So yeah, we'll copy score.
So the only thing really different about him is his internal stuff, which that's not what we're here to do.
Yep, exactly.
So he's done. Moving on. We have the RX-78-6, the Murdoch Gundam. Sorry, Mudrock. I always say Murdoch. I always screw up. He's the Mudrock. This, I believe, is what would be utilized to finally give us what is referred to as the Alex, which is mm-hmm. roughly what was designed by, there's a lot of talk that Amuro helped build it, right. That his design specs and research from the RX-78-2 might have been what created it. And then the lady that was due to pilot the thing, or the test pilot, she died inside of it. Next. There he is. It's pretty cool. I like his cannons. Right. These open up, and they have guns.
Wait.
What?
The previous picture make him look more muscular in
design.
And this one makes him more normal Mobo suit.
You'll notice that with a lot of Gundam.
Oh, okay.
Like, I don't know. It depends on your artist.
Yeah.
Yeah, your artist will change the way they like them to be.
It's kind of like Spider-Man. Spider-Man, when drawn by one guy, looks a specific way. If you have another dude draw Spider-Man, he looks a completely different way.
Some people like to make him really lanky.
And even if you're talking just
skinny, I'll understand for Spider-Man, but not big and bulky, which what I just saw in the first image.
But there were Spider-Man images where he, like Todd McFarlane likes to draw him where he's got muscles on top of muscles on top of muscles.
And then he's
really long. Yeah. Like, for some reason, he's way longer when Todd McFarlane draws him.
But that's just because that's how Todd draws.
And also, Todd likes to draw Spaghetti Web. And a lot of people got mad at Spaghetti Web.
But without Todd, there would be no symbiotes in the universe.
Next. There. That's more from the show reference. Next.
Which game is that?
To be fair, there's a new one almost every year in the arcade fighter style. Next. This is more from the manga.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of Gundam manga out there. Like an outrageous amount of Gundam manga.
Right.
Next. There's this idea here, that I actually have played that game. I think that game, I could be wrong, but this looks a lot like the game that came out on that PSP.
Yeah.
Next.
That looks like that's fan art when they're like, no, fuck this guy.
Next. There, that's him.
Let's get him!
You like his shoulder cannons?
I just hated that first picture.
Like his shoulder cannons?
Didn't matter to me, so.
What do you got?
2.9.
That's fine. I'm fine with that. 3.4. I'm not a big fan of when they started bulking the Gundam out. Aside from the White Devil, there's very little times I like the bigger, bulkier Gundam model.
Right. I'm going to give him a 3.6. So altogether, that's a 3.3.
We are now on the RX-78-7, which was the final variation that came out in the RX-78 Direct series. There he is in the manga. It's pretty cool. His beam rifle is a little bit different. He himself, if you could tell from looking at the original guy as compared to him, he's become a lot more impacted.
Right.
He's very condensed and very solid now. Yeah. Aspects of the RX-79 are in here. Next. There's a reason I include this image, because the RX-78-7, these are all parts that can be equipped.
I was gonna say, if you got this
is his arsenal.
Guns on top of guns, on top of guns, on top of wings, on top of guns.
This is his arsenal. Yeah. That is literally what he can equip when he wants. Before he goes into battle, or sometimes even in battle, there are jets and things that can fly by that can drop the parts off for him. He is crazy, and he has a full armored mode. He has a mid armor mode, a full armor mode, and all of these weapons. This picture, the reason I included it is because, see these three things? That's his arsenal for each one of these three units from this one unit.
Yeah.
So depending on your battle situation, he could choose how he wanted to leave Doc. Yeah. He could be like, equip subsystem growth, or equip Gundam full armor, or like, or heavy full armor. Heavy full armor is fucking ridiculous, by the way. But that's, yes, next. Pretty sweet. Next. There he is. There's your information page.
Mm-hmm.
You see this guy in a lot of the games, actually, and that's about where you get your association from him.
Right.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, so he's done. Yes.
Yeah.
He's done, this version of him. Now, I would tell you to hold off, because these are still the same Gundam, but different armor sets. So we're not changing the guy like changing an arm. This is still the RX-78-7. So we're just going to look at the other equipment features and then decide what you want to rate him. Okay?
Oh.
So instead of rating
him. Well, this is still
now,
the same. You know how they change an arm and they get a new name?
Yeah.
That doesn't happen on Gundam. This is still the RX-78-7. This is just him wearing full armor.
It's basically, let's review Solid Snake. Now let's review Solid Snake with a machine gun instead of a pistol. Now let's review Solid Snake with a fucking rocket launcher instead of the pistol. Or the machine gun. While he's wearing the cloak technology. And smoking a cigarette.
Okay. This is the full armor mode. This is when he equips part of that stuff. He gets the shoulder cannon. His shoulder pads are armor pieces that clip on top of him. That's mm-hmm. what they are. They don't change what he is. They add extra coating for mid-range combat and things of that nature. Full armor equipped space combat version. So this guy's meant to handle a lot of deep space combat. Unlike the previous FA-78-1 full armor Gundam, the full armor 7th Gundam is able to fight without any drop in performance. That means he doesn't have to be reutilized.
Mm-hmm.
Next. That's him. Ignore this guy. He's going to come into play on the next dude. But this is him. This is the Gundam. This is him standing here. This is him putting the pieces on top of himself. So what would happen is he would get hit, like in the chest, and if it got damaged, he could remove it. Because he's still him. Yeah. These are just plates that go on top of him that make it a lot more difficult to deal with him at mid-range combat setting. And then if you blow pieces in him and he takes that armor off or disequips it, he could get in close and you're in trouble.
Yep.
Next.
Since now he's a hell of a lot quicker.
These are the three different versions of him. So this is the 7. This is full armor. This is heavy armor. Next. There you go. That's him. Gunpla. Next. Okay, now let's go look at the next version, and then we will rate this guy so we'll be done with him. This will be the heavy armor version. Oh, crap. There. That's heavy armor. And these are necessary because he is heavy.
Yep.
Like, that's not an understatement. He now needs the mass Vernier thrusters, or he ain't going nowhere.
Yep. He's basically going to be like some of the fuck you fire all the everything mechs just sitting in the back like,
actually,
okay, is it done now?
One of the biggest points to this mech is that thing on his shoulder.
Yeah.
That ends people. He has the standard beam rifle.
Yep.
He has these missiles here. He has the head cannons. The wrists open up into Gatling guns.
Nice.
And these two things are massive firepower right down here on his hips. And then that thing that's sitting here, that is a bunker buster. That is a hardcore beam rifle. Only has a couple of shots and you'll wish he hadn't shot it.
I can believe that.
Next. There he is, right down here. Next. It's a better little understanding. Kind of gives you an idea of what he is. These deploy out. Once they've run out of juice.
Right.
Next.
Yeah, once he's done moving.
It's kind of a way to look at him here.
Probably the exact same thing with his shoulder cannon, the bunker buster you were explaining earlier. Once he's fired his two shots and wiped out basically most of the battlefield, he says, disconnect, okay, I can slightly move now.
Next. There he is, standing sideways. Next, he's done. So, now rate the guy, because that was all of what RX-78-7 has to offer. And he's actually one of my favorite variants because there's no such thing as a situation he cannot handle alone.
Exactly.
Like, I love the shit out of him. He's one of my all-time favorites. He's like a 4.9. I just like the idea that there's... The idea that he never runs into a situation where he's in trouble. All of this is equipment that is optional. He doesn't need it. It's just that if he wants it, he has the extra shields, extra parts, extra guns, extra Vernier, but he doesn't need any of it. He's still the most advanced version of the Gundam that there is, standing without his equipment.
Yep. So I'm giving this fool a 4.5.
Bomb him, guy. Shit on him.
Oh, I want to.
Really?
I love it. Because I saw the base form, and I'm like, I might raise this up to a 3.5. But then I saw all the other shit.
Well, I mean, in war, you so now need options.
Three.
Damn. Okay.
4.13.
We're on RX-78T Gundam, the Titans version. And it's exactly what it sounds like. It's after the Titans came into power, they made a version of the Gundam. They painted it black. It was very exciting.
Right.
Is everybody excited? Because you should be excited.
Wow.
Exactly.
Yep. No, hold on. Hold on. You got to tone that down a little bit.
Okay, hold on.
This is the Titan version.
Whoa.
Next. There it is. It's very exciting.
Yep.
Next. You excited yet? I like his color scheme, I guess. He's the RX-78 too. That's what he is. And, oh, by the way, that's important. He's the RX-78-2.
Yep.
He is not the 7, not the 3, not the 4, not the 5. He's the 2. Yep. So he's also old and outdated by the time they made one.
Yep. Basically, this would be like walking onto the battlefield with a musket while the guy next to you has an AR-15.
I'm here to kick ass. Well, you brought the wrong equipment. Next.
Unless you've got a bayonet on the end of it, that's all you're here for is to stab people.
There he is.
Congratulations.
Next. Okay. He's done.
He's still the same, just with a different color. I'm 4.2.
Right. Yeah, I'm fine with that. I'll copy you.
2.
This is interesting.
3.47.
X-70... Okay, this one's weird. All right. This is the X-78-Z1 Zeons Gundam.
Oh, nice.
This is from an alternate universe where the Zeon... The Principality of Zeon won the war and then used battle data from the new type studies and built a Gundam.
Is that like a copper gold color?
They use greenish, varying degrees of greenish.
Okay. Yeah.
So yes, it could be referencing somewhere around a copperish green. But that's all this thing is. And it was featured in a game. That's it. It's a parallel timeline where the Zeon won the war. And then they went in and kind of studied the specs. And they made it themselves. It is not the same. The inside of it is different. But supposedly it works exactly like the Gundam. It's just that they didn't believe in all of the fancy schmancies that the Federation was toiting, so they used different shields and things that were more relevant to their stuff.
Kind of like how he's toting around the exact same shield that a Rikdom would have, much like that episode where he shot a Rikdom and
Gelgoog
shield.
Yeah, like what the Gelgoogs carry. Next. And that's him right there. It's actually a pretty cool image. I just included it to kind of show off he's still a Gundam. He is an RX-78-2 variant, but he's the RX-78-2 if he was built by the Zeon. That's right. Really all he is. Next.
So he's more of like a what-if.
Yes, that's exactly what he is. Next. That's him. I didn't get too much of him. I just thought he was cool, and he was worth a mention for the end of the show.
Fair enough. So, Raider now.
Yeah, go ahead. I think he's neat. I think he's like a 4.2.
Yeah, I'll agree to that 4.2.
I like the idea that his shield is a little different because the insides are different. You notice the vents were like dark. They were probably made from like a metalish material instead of like very flashy, looky at me with my yellows and
Right.
They're different, and different people would build the same things different ways, and I thought that was cool.
3.3.
Okay. End of the show. Okay. Here it is.
Wait, you gotta wait for
3.9.
Let's go to the end. The end of the show is the RX-78CA Cassvols Gundam. Why is that important? Because a guy named Char is actually named Cassvol. And in a universe where they won the war, guess who got something neat?
So the Red Comet got the Gundam.
Joining the new types research teams for both the Federation and Zeon factions, they combined their knowledge in making mobile suits and created the RX-78CA. And in honor of the Earth Federation's team's superbs RX-78 Gundam projects, the appearance of the unit is an exact duplicate of it. However, the inside of the unit uses a lot of Zeon technology and is completely different from the original RX-78-2. During the development of this unit, its fine-tuning was used and the data collected by Char Aznable, and therefore it can be considered a custom unit built just for him. It was also painted red to reflect Char's personal colors, and records show that the unit entered combat with the original RX-78-2, who won this confrontation undisclosed.
Right.
Next. Holy balls.
That's a shitty picture.
There.
Okay.
Oh, crap. Hold on.
Pause. Yep. Go back. Okay.
That's him. That's him killing a Gim.
Yep.
Pretty cool. Thought it was neat. Next.
Which is kind of ironic because that's basically the same shot, only instead of the Zaku, it's the Gim.
It's the Gim, yeah.
So, yeah.
And there's Cassvol's Gundam. It's kind of cool, it's a little thing. Next, here he is. That's the toy that was released for him, the Gunplum.
Why does that look familiar?
I'm not sure.
I've seen that somewhere before, I just don't remember where.
Oh, well.
That's basically, it's the exact same thing as the normal toy, it's just painted red and has different decals.
Next.
And it also looks like it's got a penis.
There's his back.
So Shane missed out on Gundam penis.
Next.
I'll have to wait until the episode's out.
There's the actual Gunpla, that's not the toy, that's the actual one you would build.
Nice.
Next. There's the box. Thought it was a cool image. Next. And next. We're done with him. That is everything I care to talk about when it comes to the RX-78-2 or RX-78 unit. That concludes the first of an outrageous amount of reviews if I choose to do any more of these at all. They said do Gundam, so I decided to do quite literally Gundam. And I stuck there. I could have went crazy into the Rikdoms and the Gims and the Gim snipers and the commando units and the Gim commanders and all the Zaku, yeah. Zaku 1, CS9s and things like that. I decided that just to keep it simple, I would talk about Gundam because that's what people know. But I decided to kind of throw in the ideas that maybe you don't know every Gundam in terms of the Universal Century original stuff. So, unless you've got something else, which I doubt you do, to be fair, we're done here, right? Wait, we never voted that guy.
Oh, yeah, no, you're right.
He's pretty cool, 4.5. 4.
Okay, so yeah, 4.3 for me.
2. 4.
4.
Oh, shit, wow. That one caused attention for some reason.
I'll be kind.
4.27, so I think he won, but future Scott will know.
Is Future Scott working on this or is Bill working on this?
It's up to you. Either one of us could do it.
Okay, so it's either Future Scott or Future Bill.
Yep.
Hey, look at that. We have a new character.
We're done.
Hey guys, did you like that podcast? If so, remember to check out FandomNight.com. At FandomNight.com, you can drop a line to this show, or you could check out other podcasts as well. We cover all kinds of topics, everything from comic books, wrestling, movies, TV shows, video games, animes, mangas. It's outrageous. We seem to have a podcast for just about everything, and you have access to it just by going over to FandomNight.com. So check it out, guys. We're going to get out of here.